Hey, this is Michael Sparks here. It's the Amsoil dealer training call for our team. Today is Monday, November 23rd. Here before the end of the year, we're really, November's just about over. Thanksgiving is coming up in a couple of days here. But Amsoil business just keeps getting better, as they say. Tonight, I want to talk a little bit about a few things. One of them is a retail on the shelf account. Another one is that I had listened to a call and featured Dean Alexander, the co-vice president of Amsoil Inc. I'll go over some notes I took from that call. And but first off, we're going to listen in and talk to Andre Diachuk, who just completed a trade show called the Towman Show in Baltimore. Andre, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Andre. Appreciate you getting on tonight. You just completed a pretty large trade show out in Baltimore. You want to tell us a little bit about your thoughts on that?
Yeah, pretty much this is the kind of show. It's a East Coast region of the United States, all tow operation. Guys coming together, see new product, go to seminars. So it's right in our alley. It's big turnout. It was approximately 35,000 people going through the show. And it's all basically owners, operators, which we can talk directly. And compared to last year, for example, it's just, you just mentioned Amsoil do advertisement right now. And it's, you can see it right away. A lot of people already familiar with Amsoil. I'm sorry. And they actually stop and ask about it. And a lot of people already using it. And they just buying from some stores or whatever they can find. And they were surprised find out they actually can open commercial account or retail account if they have a shop. So they was happy about. We sign up pretty large amount of accounts for this kind of show. On my own, I get 26 accounts. I didn't ask Chuck yet how many he write down, but probably same amount. So it's pretty good. It's you just sitting in the booth, the client come to you.
Where else could you go getting in front of 35,000 people in 3 days, basically?
No.
You can't get in your car and drive around and talk to that many people. And the people that are coming to your booth, or obviously they're interested in what you have to say and what you have to offer. So it's not like you're bugging them. They're there to ask you what you have to offer as opposed to you going and try to make a sale. So that's another avenue, I think, that maybe some of these type of trade shows that you're doing, these closed shows that feature business owners that are looking for ways maybe to save money, tow trucks, those things are heavy use. They have a lot of idle time. They're pulling things, and obviously the owners of those things, they want to maximize their profits and reduce their downtime. So I think Amsoil is a great fit for that type of venue for sure.
Yeah, not just engine oil, hydraulic. They heavy use hydraulic greases. So they actually was more interested in hydraulic and greases than motor oil, which is another niche you can pursue those kind of accounts. And I just can't more than emphasize the importance of doing any type of show. Just put yourself in front of people and people come to you. Instead, they just driving around, spending time. And when you just come into the shop, it's very low possibility they actually agree to do something with you. Although on the show, they already come to it to find something, and they can find you.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Exactly. Well, congratulations. You got to have 25, 27 accounts. Yep. And Chuck is on your team, so anything that Chuck got, that kind of helps you out a little bit. So if Chuck got 27, that's, you know, you got like having 50 new customers. That's hard to do for any dealer. And so now the hard part comes is working with those new customers and show them how to take advantage of AMSOIL and make orders and get using products, whether it's the fuel additives and the grease or the transmission fluids and whatnot, you know, get in there and get them buying some products and working with them, and you'll have customers for many years to come from this show.
Yep. Well, thank you. The benefits, they're always going to buy.
Exactly. Well, congratulations again. Appreciate you getting on tonight. And look forward to hearing some more good news from you.
Thank you.
Next thing I'm going to talk about tonight is the retail on the shelf accounts. I've got some information, and if you're on the Sparks team, we recently put out a webinar on our new directory locator that we've implemented ourselves. But if you're not on our team, now is the best time to be working with local retailers, whether that's installer accounts or retailers such as Napa stores, automotive shops, hardware stores, small engine shops, what have you. Local retailers really should be the bread and butter of your AMSOIL dealership, especially if you're getting started. You see, commercial and retail and shelf accounts pay dealers a cash commission of between 15% and 20%. This working with these types of customers can get you start earning a commission right away with AMSOIL, a good healthy commission. So you see, if you had just 10 retail accounts, and they're doing 10 retail accounts, and they're doing $500 a month in AMSOIL products, that's $5,000. And if you earned a 20% commission on that, you could be earning $1,000 a month as an AMSOIL dealer. If I was just starting out today, that's where I would focus most of my efforts on, is the commercial retail marketplace. And it's specifically the retailers and the installer marketplace, because this is where AMSOIL is focusing many of their efforts on. This is a write-up from back in August from AMSOIL, and says, despite the best efforts of AMSOIL Inc. and AMSOIL dealers, recent research reveals the number one attribute consumers tie to AMSOIL products is they are hard to find. AMSOIL wants to change that perception, and they're throwing their support behind us, the dealers, to do so in the coming year. They're planning on the largest national branding effort to date. You'll see advertisements in more places than ever before, and this increased presence will result in more people searching for AMSOIL online, which result in increased traffic for you. It will also result in increased traffic to AMSOIL.com and the AMSOIL locator. And so the more places you have locally that people can find AMSOIL products, even if they call you and you might not have the products in stock, but you have a local place that you say, well, what are you looking for? And you can send them to the right place. That's always a plus. I had somebody today calling for some 10W30 Z-Rod oil. I did not have that in stock, but I sent them down to my local Napa store. They carry that on the shelf. The guy just, you know, needed like 4 or 5 quarts. That's all he needed. Didn't need anything more than that. And those two are now doing business. That guy knows where to get AMSOIL. My account's selling more AMSOIL, so he's happy. And, of course, I get paid a commission when that account, my Napa store, orders more products, and so I'm happy. So it's a win-win-win situation for all of us. That's what we're looking for. If you're working with retail on the shelf accounts, there is a online locator checklist. It's a G3268. You can get that in the dealer zone. And it's the online locator account profile checklist. This is for dealer use only. Use this checklist to gather information required to have your retail and auto service centers accounts located on the online locator. It helps increase their visibility of that account, maximize sales, and it's also a great selling point for your locators. So have those guys tell them about the fact that if they work with us and AMSOIL, they can be on the AMSOIL locator. And, of course, the AMSOIL recently lowered the amount to qualify for this. That's $300 every 6 months. And they have to have a profile page. Also, AMSOIL is now having a competition for every account that you place a photo for the account. You can win something on the Amsoil Dealer Zone. You can go there and look that up. Just log into your account, Amsoil.com, click on the dealer, click on the Dealer Zone, and then you can go there and check out that program they're doing. So you definitely want to get your accounts registered, and this can be done with as little as a $300 order. And Amsoil has a brochure that's called the G3375, and it's the perks for becoming a retail account. It includes the merchandising kits as well as the reasons for becoming a customer. Again, that's a G3375. And you can download that, or you can actually even order copies of that thing to hand out to your accounts. And it talks about one of the biggest things. It says if you there are 30,000 people a day looking for Amsoil products, goes to Amsoil.com looking for the products. And the biggest thing, again, is the fact that they can't find them locally. So it says three great perks for new registered accounts. Number one is free shipping. Any orders over $300, your retail accounts get free shipping. Number two, the Amsoil locator. Again, 30,000 people visit Amsoil.com every day looking for retail businesses that sell products or install them as part of their service. So that's number two. And then number three is the free merchandising kit. If you register a new account, they order $300, Amsoil is going to And you can download this brochure in the dealer zone. It's called the G3375, and it's a great brochure. You can also, again, order that brochure. And so also don't forget the G250. That is the basic installer packet. It includes prospecting information for up to five accounts and actual two registration packets, which is the G1001. Again, the G250Q, the installer packet. It has a lot of extra information as well as two registration packets for you to register local accounts. Those packets are the G1001. And when you order that, I can't remember the price on it, but I know you get like twice as much literature you get a two-for-one deal on that. So check out the G250, and you can order that as an Amsoil dealer. Co-op credits. Don't ever forget to tell your retailers and installers that they get co-op credits based on the amount of products that they're ordering. This builds up over 12 months. So after 12 months, they expire. But as your account orders products, and it's 3 to 5% of the total of their order. So let's just say they order $500 a month times 12 months, you got $6,000. 5% of that, they're going to get $300 in co-op credit to spend on literature, clothing, any type of promotional items, whether that's banners and stands, what have you, pens. I send a lot of the pens and I send a lot of the notepads to my accounts. If they just, have a few bucks, 20 bucks in there or something like that, I'll send them some pens and notepads. They absolutely love that type of stuff. Sending them hats, sending them shirts. My Napa stores, all my guys, they've got Amsoil hats that they wear. They get all that free through the Amsoil Co-op merchandising program, and that's automatic for all your retail on-the-shelf accounts. And you can get a report that's available in the dealer zone under reports. It's called the Co-op Credit Reports. So use those tools to help you register more of your accounts. Just look locally. There's so many local accounts that are not carrying Amsoil products. Go in there and make relationships with those guys and help them understand why they need to work with you, the sponsoring dealer, as well as Amsoil products. I just recently registered my local Nissan dealership, and we're getting them going. They want a $300 order to start out with. They want to be included in the locator, and they're going to be carrying Amsoil products on the shelf and installing them for Nissan applications. And so, you can even register full-size, automotive dealerships with this type of customers. Don't be afraid to go into any kind of place that, that could be carrying AMSOIL or installing them. Next up, I want to talk a little bit about the teleconference I listened to last week. Another AMSOIL direct jobbers hosted a teleconference, and I called in on that and was able to listen to an interview with Dean Alexander. He is a co-president of AMSOIL, Inc., along with Alan Amatuzio. Those two basically are the two people that run the entire company, and I felt this was an important call to listen in on. So I took some notes. I also shared that call information with some folks on the team. I don't know if they listened or not, but this is what I took out of it. AMSOIL has grown every single year for the past 25 years, and they are expecting to grow 25 to 50% in the next 5 years. So now is the time to be an AMSOIL dealer. If you're not and you're not sponsoring, you're not telling people, this opportunity just keeps getting better and better and better. There is no other home-based business company. I guarantee it because I'm in the industry. I not only look with my AMSOIL business, but I look at all home-based opportunities, and no other company advertises for their dealers like AMSOIL does. No national branding or any of that stuff. It's all based off of, you know, the independent dealer trying to get out there. Mary Kay, you don't see no Mary Kay on national TV. You don't see any of these other companies on national TV. AMSOIL, with their racing efforts and their national branding on TV, on the internet, it's all over the place. This is helping you, the independent dealer, have more success bringing awareness to AMSOIL products. So AMSOIL is growing, and now's the time to be a dealer. Next, and AMSOIL is going to be doing this 25 to 50% growth by growing the brand as well as improving the effectiveness of the dealer business model. So the dealers are also included in the growth of the company. This is another important thing that you need to think about if you're just getting started as an AMSOIL dealer, or you've been in a dealer for a while and you're not very serious. Now's the time to get serious because AMSOIL is going to help you grow your business. AMSOIL is a family-operated and owned business. That speaks volumes to the independence and the dealer nature of the business. And AMSOIL, especially Dean Alexander, is really serious about that. He says, you know, we're here because the dealers have always been part of the AMSOIL since the very beginning, and they will continue to be part of that going forward. And they just wanted to make sure that they reiterate that the AMSOIL is a family business, and the dealers are part of that family business, and we're all one big family. Loyalty. AMSOIL is loyal to the people. They treat their people well. They treat their employees well. They treat their customers well. They treat the dealers and retailers. AMSOIL is all about creating a loyalty of the brand. Innovation. Over the years, AMSOIL has continued to innovate. They are working tirelessly on giving customers what they want. Even just, you know, 5 or 10 years ago, AMSOIL would say, you know, hey, we don't have a product to meet that specific application, but this other product will work instead. For instance, when I got started, we didn't even have a motorcycle oil. And so they would say, you know, use 20W50 product code ARO premium protection oil in a motorcycle. And it says on the bottle, and still to this day, says you can use it in a motorcycle. But because it didn't have a motorcycle on the front, not very many people wanted to buy it. It came out with a motorcycle-specific oil, and sales exploded. Now you got the European oils, you got transmission oils, CVT oils. You got these specifically branded and marketed oils that go with what the customers are looking for. The goal is to continue to innovate, as well as give customers what is listed in their owner's manual. The days of recommending one or two products for all applications are over. If you think back to 1972, there was only one product, 10W40 motor oil. That was it, and they recommended it for everything, from Volkswagens to diesel trucks to whatever, Camaros and hot rods. They had one product, 10W40, and that's what you put it in. You put one product in everything. Those days are over. We have everything from 0W20 to car oils and diesel oils and racing oils and Z-Rod oils and motorcycle oils. Now they came out with UTV, ATV oils. and boat oils. You just name it, they've got a product for every application, and they're going to continue to evaluate that market and continue out to come out with products for specific applications. Again, for instance, the CVT fluid, Dean Alexander talked about that. That was a big hit with the AMSOIL. It's a better performing, has better pricing, and something that new cars can use. So if you're not selling CVT fluid, consider taking a look at that market, because we've got the product that outperforms pretty much everything on the market, and the pricing is actually better than what you can get at a dealership. And again, this is an exciting time to be part of AMSOIL. Dean Alexander said that. There's over 1,000 SKUs in our listing. There's over 400 products to choose from. We've got the products that people want, and many of those products are niche-oriented. So if you like a certain niche, you like motorcycles, you like boats, you like ATVs, you've got products in that market to sell. AMSOIL is going to continue to focus on the retailers and installers. But they're not going to bow down to the big box retailers. You're not going to see AMSOIL roll out in Walmarts and O'Reilly's and AutoZones, any of these places that do what they call centralized distribution. They want to get the products at the lowest possible cost, and then they mark it up. You know, their margins are like 5%, where the little guy couldn't even keep his doors open for that. AMSOIL wants to keep it fair for all, and wants to keep the dealer business model viable. They want to keep the retailers happy, and they're going to continue to do that. AMSOIL also has plans to take care of the retailers by giving extra services and incentives. You're seeing that with the free shipping, with the merchandising displays. They're going to come out with a rollout with some new plans for your retailers to help them, and that's why I said in the beginning of this call, you need to be focusing on having some local retailers. You don't have to have 100, but if you just had 10, like I said, if you had 10 that are doing 500, that's $5,000 gross, and you could be making $1,000 just off of those. Even while that's happening, while you're out doing other things, so just keep that in mind. Having some retailers, AMSOIL. If AMSOIL is suggesting something, if that's where they're putting their attention, that's a clear indication that maybe you should also consider working in that area as well. And then this, again, will be done through the dealer network as well as at the corporate level. Dean Alexander said, we are just scratching the surface of the business opportunity. They're committed to the dealer network and making the business opportunity better for all dealers. Look for some changes coming forward in the next 3 to 6 months for the business opportunity, as well as some things going on. I think that's going to be exciting for anybody that's serious about being an AMSOIL dealer. If you're not serious about being an AMSOIL dealer, it might be time to seriously think about, as they say, cutting sling load, you know, or, you know, cutting your bait off and going on to better things. Because if you're not serious, if you're not committed, I think it's just time that you know, you need to decide, am I going to be committed as being an AMSOIL dealer? Just seeing the writing on the wall and just putting that out there for everybody. Look for more dealer training opportunities coming in December and January. Currently, they're getting ready to roll out AMSOIL University online. I'm on the AMSOIL committee for that, and we're currently doing some testing and making sure that's going to work smoothly. So AMSOIL University online, looking really good. Anybody that wants to take part in that's going to be available coming in January. Lastly, that's it. More opportunities for everybody. I've got a couple of minutes here. I want to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. And I think everybody this time of year rolling into Thanksgiving and the holidays, our business has kind of slowed down. It's a good time for you to evaluate what you accomplished this year. It's a good time to meet with your friends and family, thank people that have been a part of your life. And I definitely thank everybody that's listening to this call tonight, everybody that's on our Sparks team, and everybody that's a dealer. You know, the Sparks team, if we were just the only dealers in AMSOIL, that wouldn't cut it. So I want to thank everybody. If you're an AMSOIL dealer today, I want to thank you for being part of the business, part of the opportunity. I want to thank the AMSL Corporation for giving us this opportunity. I don't know what I would have done 15 years ago when I was looking for something and I didn't know what I wanted to do when I grew up. And luckily, AMSL found me, or I found them, and I saw the opportunity, and I saw the ability that I could be my own boss. I could be financially free. I could help other people become financially free. I could feel good about a product that I support that's a superior product. It's out of there in the marketplace. I don't have to feel ashamed of any products that I'm selling. And I'm thankful, of course, for just my health and my family. And I just want to thank you guys for listening in tonight. I'm going to open up the call. If anybody has anything they want to say, I'd be glad to take your call here. Anybody got any comments they want to talk tonight?
Hey, Michael.
Hey.
This is Gary Cooper.
Hey, Gary.
In one of the meeting that was in Arlington, Texas, the regional meeting down there, some more of the innovation that AMSL is talking about, some of our, the Toyota, the Nissan, the cars from Japan are going to be coming out and pushing 16-weight oil. And this is something that AMSL is working on now also. And with the EPA gas mileage standards getting higher and higher, these car companies are having to find ways to do this, and so they're coming out with much more lightweight oil than we've had in the past. And so we'd be looking at 0.16s and 0.12s and maybe 0.8s in the future, and AMSL is working on that.
Excellent. And that's continued innovation and staying on top of those things. And the owner's manual, again, I just bought a brand new 2015 Nissan Pathfinder, and while the AMSL recommendation is 5W30, in the actual owner's manual, the first recommendation is it says Nissan recommends genuine Nissan ester oil available at Nissan dealer, and API viscosity of 0W20. And I actually informed AMSL. I said, we need to have that listed on there, that's the first recommendation, because that's going to cancel out 90% of the motor oils on the market today. If the number one recommendation is 0.20, there's not that many on the market. Let's get on there and get this thing. And so I'm definitely going to be running 0W20 in my Nissan and going forward. I put 5.30 in this time, but because I didn't even look at the owner's manual before I did oil change. I just took what I had in stock, and We'll be doing 0.20 signature series going forward. So definitely be on the front end, cutting edge of the innovation. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Michael, did you say ester based?
Well, that's what it says on there. Genuine ester oil, and that's what it says on the Nissan thing. I don't know what that means exactly.
I've never heard of an ester based for other than. Well, they use it in aircraft hydraulics. Ester base is basically brake fluid. I didn't think anybody was. I don't even think Redline. What's that other? Royal Purple. I don't even think it's ester based. I think it's PAO.
Well, no, yeah. Well, most conventional motor oils are a blend of different base stocks. AMSL oil uses some esters in some of their higher end base oils. So yeah. We've got, and you can't, the problem is different base oils have different characteristics, and esters have some downsides, and PAOs have some downsides. It's always good to have a blend of that in there. So that Nissan ester oil is not 100% pure ester oil. It wouldn't work in an engine for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never heard of that, but yeah, I could see maybe having a blend of that in there.
Yeah.
So that'll soften seals too.
Exactly, yep. So anyhow, well, appreciate you getting on tonight, Mark, and everybody else.
I'm excited to hear about all the new things coming up. When you get that webinar done, you'll have to – walk me through on how to join a webinar. I've never done that before, so I'll be looking forward to that.
Well, we're on the cutting edge. We've done our first webinar last week, so hopefully we'll add some more on that, and it'll keep getting better. And I keep providing more training information for those dealers on our team that want to go out there and build their business. So I appreciate you being on the team, Mark. No, I appreciate you being on the team and being a new AMSOIL dealer.
All right, thanks, Michael. And now the next call is going to be in December.
Actually, it might be in December. The 30th is next Monday, so we'll have to see how that goes. It'll probably be in December. I probably won't do a call next Monday. I've got another thing with the National Guard coming up on that day. So,
okay. All right.
All right. Anybody else got 30 seconds here?
Oh. Michael, Johnny Pag, thanks for the example that you set, Michael, and the hard work that you do, encouraging all of us. Happy Thanksgiving, too.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. And, I wouldn't do these for the last, 4 years if I didn't enjoy them. I've been updating my archive on there, and I'm like, wow, I can't believe all these calls I've done. Some of them I forgot. So if you're listening to this, consider going back and listen to some archive calls. I've been doing this since 2012, and there's a lot of great interviews. There's a lot of great calls I've done on various things, and go back there and check them out. They're still relevant today to help you build your business. So with that, everybody, hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving, and good night. Thanks.
Have a great holiday, Michael.
Bye, Michael.
Thanks, guys. Good night. Good night.